Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Beit, Perek Chof Gimel. And so one would have thought that we finished the book. The lyrical song of David closes a book which began with the song of Chana, who envisioned at that time all of the events, both of Shaul, that was Nimshach Bepach, and of David, who was Nimshach Bekeren, by her son Shmuel. But there's yet more to be said. David HaMelech now leaves us with words that are words of Devarim, specifically. As Chazal tell us, the words of Tochacha, words of the vision of the future, words of the Viut. Ve'ele divrei David ha'acharonim. These were the last words of David. Last, not the last said, but last that he wished to leave us of his vision of life. Nu'um David ben Yishai, u'nu'um ha'gever hukam al. These are the words of David ben Yishai, the words of the man who is lifted above. As the Gemara tells us what this means, nu'um ha'gever hukam al, shir David ben Yishai hekim u'la shel teshuvah. It was with these words that David shows us how the last years of his malchut have been built, and towards what they have been built. Teshuvah. These are the words of the man who lifted up the idea of Teshuvah and showed that one could rebuild and rebuild better. Mashiach Elohei Yaakov Uneim Zimirot Yisrael. The words of the man who was the expression of Elohei Yaakov, the Malchus that grew from the Tiferet of Yaakov, the man who in the end became the actual expression of the presence of the Shekhinah, the most beautiful and the sweetest of the singers of Yisrael. And as Chazal tell us, there were 10 different people. 10 tzaddikim were mentioned in Sefer Tehillim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Kulchem ni'imim v'chasidim u'meshubachim lomar himnon. All of you are wonderful to sing to me. Ela David yomar al yadei kulchem. All your words will be said over by David. Lama? Lefi shekolo arev. He is the sweetest voice of all, and therefore he is called Ne'im Zimirot Yisrael. He becomes now the sweetness of the songs of all of Yisrael, including within his throats as the Chazal tell us, only his shirot, only his zmirot are sung in the Beit HaMikdash forever. And he sings with his songs, the songs of the hearts of all of Yisrael. Ruach Adonai diber bi umilato alashoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashra Ruach HaKadosh on me and spoke balashon nevuah within me and caused me to speak. Amar Elohei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael. Moshel ba'adam tzadik, Moshel yirat Elohim. And so the Spirit from Hashem spoke through me. His word is on my tongue. Elokei Yisrael has said, the very rock of Yisrael has spoken to me, that I shall be a ruler over men, a righteous one, one who rules through Yiras Hashem, one who is cho'or boker yizrach shamesh, boker lo avot minoga mimatar desha me'aretz. Like the morning light, when the sun first bursts through, like a morning without clouds, and the shine out of the rain, when all is clean and clear, and grass sprouts from the earth. Kilochein beti imel, kivrit olam samli, arucha vakol, ushmura, kicho yishi v'cho chefetz kilo yatzmiach. For my house was not set up in this way with God, certainly not to be left with all of the politics and all of the losses that happened to Shaul, or that would happen with others in the future, such as the Beis Hashmonai, or those who would rebel against Malchut Beit David. For he has granted me a Brit Olam that was established for all time, that was established and secure. My entire salvation, all of my dreams, have been fulfilled. And you will not allow anything against this Malchut to sprout up. For v'li'al v'li'al k'kotz munad kulam. Kilo v'yad yikachu, v'ish yiga behem, yimalei varzel v'etzchanit, uva'ish sarof, yisrafu bashavet. But those rotten people are like thistles blown in the wind, which cannot be taken in the hand. For someone to touch them, he has to first make sure that he has iron tools, the shaft of a spear, and they must be burnt completely with nothing left, right where they are. And now let us go over and try to understand the way that Chazal viewed these words. So, Amar Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael, b'pashtus means that Tzur Yisrael spoke and commanded me that I shall be Moshel ba'Adam. What is Moshel ba'Adam? Remember, it's only Yisrael that is called Adam. Adam atem, atem nikra'im Adam. And that I shall be a tzaddik who rules only through Yirat Elokim. But there's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, David says that Elokei Yisrael li diber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me and said, Moshel ba'Adam, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am Moshel ba'Adam. Umi moshel bi tzaddik. The tzaddik, I can be gozer a gezera, but that the tzaddik can come, and he can be mu moshel, he who has yirat elokim, to be mevatel my gezera. And this is a tzaddik is moshel, that tzaddikim are moshlim, in exactly the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moshel. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poked akarot, Elisha is poked the shunamit. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the seas, Elio and Elisha split the sea. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merape, just with his words, so too is Elisha Merape, Naaman. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamtik Mayim Hamorim, Elisha was Mamtik Mayim Morim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can stop the rains, Eliyahu, as we'll see, stopped the rains. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the rain, so too did Shmuel bring the rain with his tefillah, which is what opened the story of the Malchut. Uchol Boker Yizrach Shamesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised me that my lifetime, what it is that I've achieved, has just been like the barest dawn. And that dawn is going to continue to grow until it finally encompasses a Geula Shlema. Boker lo avot, a morning that would have no overcast shadow in it at all, but is entirely light. Minoga mimatar desha mi'aretz. Bright, greater than the brightest and clearest of days, as the light has been filtered through after the rains, off of a planet that is filled with growing greenery, and the sun bouncing off with all of those colors. Greater than that is what was promised to me in the Geula. As the Gemara Pesachim says, Ke'or Boker, doesn't say the or of Boker, it says Ke'or Boker, which means that the way that we have now, the aura of the Boker, which is the first lights, and it's still darkish in the mean at this time. It will not be that way, Latid Lavo. It will be that hour for Tzadikim, Latid Lavo, will be like the greatest Noga that is now. So as the Boker is Matchila Ir Bolam Hazeh, which is Choshech V'Afel, just at the time of the Yalot HaShachar, Noga, Kizrichat HaShemesh, Shalach Shav, now, the brightest time of the day, will be that Sha'al Tzadikim, Liatid Lavo. And so he's called over here, Malchus Mashiach, at the time of the Geula, with the remez to Tchiyat HaMitim, and to Latid Lavo, and the Knesset to Olam Haba. Boker Lo Avot, says the Medrash, this is a remez to be read, Boker Lo Avot, a morning that will not come, B'Zchut Avot, but which will come through the development of Yisrael and its chibur to Torah, and this is why later, in the next pasuk, David HaMelech speaks of a brit olam, which is the brit of Torah itself. Kilochin beiti im el, for it was not destined that my house should be a house that has overcast and shadows. For the or that was promised to me, ki brit olam, the Torah that was given to me as brit, is given to me as a brit that is aruchava kol, that is woven through everything that is mine. Kecho yishiv kol chefetz, all of my possible achievements and all that I could possibly desire is all wrapped in that. Ki lo yatzmiach, will not be shown to any other king but me. It's a brit olam, it's the zchut, what it means to have a keter shel malchut. And therefore, what is this aruchava kol? This Aruch HaBakol was a brit, says the Medrash, that David HaMelech should remain Boki, B'Mikra, B'Mishnah, B'Halachot, V'Hagadot. That brit olam, which is Torah, briti, ta'itai, to'achayim, v'ashalom, is Aruch HaBakol, is set up according to Sidorim, with Mikra, and Mishnah, Halachot, V'Hagadot, Shemura, never to be forgotten. There's a beautiful Gemara in Erevin. It says that once Rabbi Meir's wife, Bruria, found a particular Talmud that was sitting, and he was learning, but he was learning quietly. And she kicked him, and she said to him, does it not say, Arucha bakol ushmura? If Torah seeps into every one of your organs, so that it affects you, it moves you, your mouth moves, your lungs move, your song comes out, then arucha et shmura. V'im lav, inam ishtameret. You will forget everything that you're going to learn. And indeed, says the Braita, there was once a Talmud that was a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer who had learned everything, but he had learned it belachash, and after 3 years forgot everything that he had ever learned. Uvliyal kakotz munad kulam. And so, those that are perverse, they begin being just thorns that can easily be moved about, but they get tougher and tougher as time goes on, kilo ve'yadi kacho, so that it's no longer possible to simply lift them out with the bare hand. You need now to work Ve'ish yigaveh yimalei barzel ve'itz chanit. You've got to now be covered with armor to have the right kind of instruments to destroy. Ube'ish sorof yisarfu bashavet. There's nothing to do but to destroy them completely. For Rasha'im, who are dedicated, have no takana, but Gehinom itself. Ela shemot ha'giborim shel David. These are the names of the warrior heroes that were David's. Yoshev b'shevet tachkamoni. One who sat now in the assembly of the wise. Rosh hashalishi hu adino ha'etzni. Ashmona me'ot chalal b'pa'am achat. This was Adino ha'etzni, who was one who was able to kill 800 bodies at one time. Now this, again, is, as we mentioned earlier, is part of the structure that we find in Divrei HaYamim, which names are given to indicate ideas and are not historical names of people. And so Chazal view each one of these. We won't go into the details, but just the opening over here. The opening, says the Gemara Mori Katan, is talking about David's own Gvura, as expressed all around him. So when it says Giborav shel David, it's referring to the Gvuras of David itself. Yoshev b'shevet, that when Yoshev b'shevet, when David was Yoshev by Yeshiva, he was only Yoshev directly b'shevet. He would not sit on chairs, and he would not sit on any type of comfortable. As long as he was there, he would sit al gabe hakarka. And so David HaMelech would teach to the Chachamim on the karka, and when they would tell him, sit down, please, Adonino David, he would not be makabel. And when it says Tach Kamoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tach Kamoni, because you were mashpil yourself to teach my Torah in this way, Tihiyeh Kamoni, you will be able to be Mavato my Gezerot. Rosh HaShalishi, you will be the head of the three Avot, where the tribe, the Troika, so to speak. Hu Adino HaEtzni, when David HaMelech was Yoshev Osik B'Torah, he would be Ma'adin HaTzmo, Ketol La'at. U'b'sha'ar sheyatzal ha'milchama, hayamak she'atzmo ka'etz. So that he was capable of being, at the same time, somebody who would be completely view himself as a tolad, as a worm, as someone who was open and vulnerable and exposed. But when he would go out to war, he would become as tough as wood, and able to kill shmona me'ot chalal bepa'am achat. He would shoot an arrow, and that arrow could go through 800 bodies all at one time. And he was miserable about it, because after all it said in the pasuk, Echa yirdof echad aleph. Why is he only able to destroy 800? And a bat kol came out and said, what we find in Melachim about David, Rak bidvar Uriah hachiti. It's only because of the story of Uriah that you lost those extra 200 that were meant to be the expression of the Gvurot Hashem. V'yacharav, the next in line of grandeur, was Elazar v'endodo v'nachochi. And it was this b'shlosha ha'giborim im David b'chorfan b'plishtim nesvu sham l'milchama v'ya'alu ish Yisrael. This Elazar ben Dodo was among the three of the great heroes who were together with David when they fought other plishtim who had gathered there for war, and all of Yisrael had ran. And he stood up himself, and he struck those plishtim until he became so tired that his hand stuck to the sword. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tremendous Yeshua on that day. And he did this all on his own, so that at the end, the people returned, V'am Yashvu Acharav, Ach L'fashet. So who came Vayach Ba'plishtim Ad Kiyaga Yadol V'Tidbak Yadol Al-Acharav? He literally couldn't move his fingers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a great salvation through him, and the people returned to do nothing but strip the corpses. But everything had been achieved by him alone. V'Acharav, and after him, and this story of the heroes, was Shama Venage Harari, was the man from the mountain, Shama. Vayasvu Plishtim Lachaya, and there was a raiding party of the Plishtim, where they had come like the animals of the field, surrounding them, hiding out inside of the growing plants, so that they couldn't even see them. Vatisham Chalkata Sadem Leha Dashim, the Amnas Mipne Plishtim, and there they were hiding out among the fields, so that every waving grain could be a plishti. And meanwhile, all had run away from the plishtim. Vayityatzev b'tocha chalka vayatzilea, and he stood, and he saved that entire area. Vayachet plishtim, vayas Adonai teshu'a gedola, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a great miracle there and brought salvation to Bnei Yisrael. Now here is a very mysterious story that goes all the way back to the story of Chalkat Yoav and the idea of Avshalom. It's yet another closure that brings us into contact with the sense of the details with which the Malchut must be built. Vayerdu Shelosha Mehasheloshim Rosh Vayavol Katsir El David El Maharat Adulam V'chayat Plishtim Chona Ve'emek Refaim. And so 3 of the 30, which most learn to mean 3 of those who were heads, each one of them, of the Shloshim that are to come now, the 30 of the heroes that are going to be mentioned. And they came at the time now to the Katsir, when it was in the early days of David, when he was hiding out in Maarat Adulam, and there was a Mitsudah there, and they came there to the Tzur itself, and the animals pleased him, which means that sense of the plishtim being surrounded all over. Chone be'emek Rifaim. That was the time that the plishtim were in Emek Rifaim. V'David az b'metzuda, and David was protecting himself there in his little fortress. U'matzav plishtim az be'beit lachem. And the place where the plishtim had come to Beit Lechem, which was, of course, the place which was David's original home, an original source of being in the story of Ruth. Vayitave David vayomar, and suddenly David was seized by a deep desire. And he said, Mi yashkini mayim, mi bor Beit Lechem asher b'sha'ar. Is there anyone who could bring me water from that bor that is right at the gates of Beit Lechem? The sweet, delicious waters of Beit Lechem that I remember from my youth. Vayifkeu shloshet hagiborim b'machane plishtim, vayishavu mayim mibor mibor Beit Lechem asher b'sha'ar. Vayisu vayaviu el David, velo avah lishtotam, vayasech otam ladonai. And so again, the simple meaning of this is that David had this strange craving for his youth and asked to drink from the well of Beit Lechem. The Beit Lechem was the center of the plishtim. And so 3 of his heroes break into Beit Lechem, which is the actual center of the plishtim's army, get water from the well of Beit Lechem at the gate, bring it to David, and he refuses to drink it and pours it out in front of God. Vayomer chalila li Adonai, me'asoti zot chas v'shalom, that I should do something like this. It's like drinking blood. Hadam ha'anashim ha'ochim ha'afshotam. Shall I drink that which is the equivalent of drinking the blood of people who risked their lives to bring this water to me? V'lo aval ishtotam, and he refused to drink. Eila asu shloshet ha'giborim. That was what the power of these 3 strong men was. Very mysterious story. I mean, we really believe that the 3 greatest of Yisrael risked their lives for some type of childish need to get back to your youth. So Chazal tell us, first of all, when it talks about Bashar, it's clearly referring to the Mokum of Sanhedrin, which is Bashar. When it's talking about Miashkeni Mayim, it means that there were Divrei Torah that he needed, and that something about what was happening in the Pasuk before, in the Chalkata Sadeh, forced David to go all the way back to his roots and to the Sanhedrin that was in Beit Lechem to determine how it is that he should act under these circumstances. Now, we saw that Avshalom was ready to burn down the Chalkat Yoav of the Seorim. And this field here, although it says Adashim and Divrei Hayomim, it says Seorim, and the Gemara indeed talks about why this change. And explains that what David HaMelech needed to know was whether it would be permitted for him to light a fire, burn down the field in order to expose the plishtim. And they went and asked in Sanhedrin whether it's mutter to be matzil oneself b'mamon chavero. Or, according to another man d'yama, the question over here was it mutter to utilize the seorin of Yisrael for fuel for his animals to be able to now attack the plishtim and pay it back when he captures the equivalent gedishim of the plishtim? The answer that they sent was, in general, it's asur latzil atzmo b'mamon chavero, aval ata melech, u'melech poretz lasot lo derech ve'in mochin b'yada. You, although on a personal level, would not have a right to do such a thing. But being as you are a king, you have a right to make determinations as a king would make, and to do what is necessary for the tzibur. And yet, David HaMelech said, Lo aval ishtotam, kivan de'ike yisura lo nechali. Because there's an isur that's involved, I don't want to utilize the kayach. And when it says Lo aval ishtotam, if it means that it's Torah, what does that mean? It means that he did not say over the halacha in the names of the 3 people that risked their lives to get that halacha. Kach bekublani mi beitino shel Shmuel haramati, kol ha-moser atzmo lamut al divrei Torah, ein omrim dvar halacha mishmo. Somebody who takes chance of being killed in order to learn a halacha, that halacha is not given over in the name of that person who says it. Whereas the Yerushalmi says, Lo Ava L'shtotam means he didn't want Lo Ava, that the halacha should be said over only in their names, as if it's a dat yachid. And instead, Vayasech means he made it into Masechet. He was Koveya halacha l'dorot, and Melech Poreitz l'derech ve'in m'machin b'yadot. So according to the Yerushalmi, this was the Makor from Beit Lechem, going back to all of the questions of whether Rut was Ru'i Elavol b'kahal, and dealing directly head-on with the central issue in David ben Yishai, as is being Ru'i l'malchut. And he wanted this to be kavua, as the halacha l'dorot, b'shem Sanhedrin, the din is, you are a melech, and a melech is paretz la'asot l'dorot. But this means that the malchut here is given its strength in the context of the profound concern for the even the grain of another human being. And look how different this is from the story of Achav and the Chalkat HaSadeh, which Izebel steals. A kerem, kerem Navot, which became the end in the violation of the Malchut, the end of Achav and Izebel. And here the Malchut needs to be based on the most profound respect of not only each individual, but the profound respect of each individual's personal money and his holdings. And it's only when a melech acts as the melech, who is the poretz, and this is the ben partzi of mi peretz David, that he can act on behalf of the umma as a whole, as something that is greater than the total of the individuals that are in the am. But acting in any other fashion is a destruction of the nature of the malchut itself. The Avishai, achi Yoav ben Tzruya. Avishai, we've met the brother of Yoav ben Tzruya. He was who? Rosh HaShelosha. He was the head of those three. He could wield a sword over 300 corpses. Velo shem bashalosha, and he was the best and most famous in terms of the relationship to people as a whole of the three. Umina shalosha chinichbat, and of the three of them, he was the one who was the most honored. Vayilem lasar, and became the leader. Ve'ada shalosha loba. He did not come, however, to the madrega of the first three of the Giborim, Adino, Elazar, and Shama. So that we went down now a full darga into the second group. Uvinayahu ven Yehoyada ben Ishchayil. But it's written ben Ishchai, the Gemara Darshan's that ben Ishchai to teach us that the son of a man who was such a tzaddik, sha'afil b'mitato korui chai. This teaches us that the tzaddikim are b'mitatam koruim chayim. Rav pe'alim mikav tse'el, hu ikat shnei ariel mo'av, v'u yarad v'ikat ari betoch habor b'yom ha'shalek. So on a simple level, this means that he was a tremendously valiant individual of many, many achievements. Rav pe'alim. And he was able to strike down the two commanders of Moab, and he also was a story where he once went and killed a lion inside of a well on a snowy day. Vuhu hika et ish mitzri. This is ish mar'e v'yada mitzri chanit v'yered elav v'ashavet v'yigzolet chanit v'yada mitzri v'yahargeu v'chanito. He struck down this Egyptian man. This was a heck of a man. Scary looking guy. In the hand of that Egyptian, there was a spear, and he came down with a stick, stole the spear from the Egyptian, and killed that man with his own spear. Ela asavanayo ben Yehoyada, velo shem bashalosha hagiborim. Mina shaloshim nirbad, ve'el hashalosha lova, vayesimeo David el mishmaato. These were the things that Benayo ben Yehoyada had done, and he was well known among the three of the mighty that we mentioned. The three would risk their lives. He was more honored than the other 30, but didn't compare it to those first three. And David set him up to be under his command directly, so that he was the confidant, so to speak, of David. It's interesting that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayot lists these psukim of the Hu Hikat Shnei Ariel Moav and the story of the Mi Yishkeni Mayim Yibor Beit Lechem as the model for how nobody could ever think that we mean things literally and not as a metaphor for something that is more real, so that he doesn't understand why everyone can understand these psukim. And it's clear in the Gemara that that's what they mean, and yet when it comes to understanding Midrashim, they'll insist on a literal interpretation, whereas in the Nach itself, they recognize that it can't mean something literally. And so Chazal tell us in Brachot, as we mentioned, Ben Ishchai means that someone who was afil b'mitato kol chai, Rav Pa'alim Mekavtzel refers to the fact that this was someone who is Marba and Mekavetz Pa'alim the Torah and created people from all over to be his Talmidim. Huikat Shnei Arei Al Moav means that he left no one lo yinyach kemoto lo b'migdash rishon v'lo b'migdash sheni. The two Ariel Moav, Hoy Ariel, Ariel is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. Ariel, Ariel is two. And it's Moav because it's called Ariel Moav, Hashem David, who came from Moav. And we will see in the next parak how everything is aimed towards those moments of the Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. Hu Yarad V'Ikat Ari B'toch HaBor B'Yom HaShelech. Some say that one means that he was able to learn the entire Sifra Deveirav in one winter day. And others learn that despite the fact that it was a freezing cold winter day, he went into the Bor B'toch HaSholeg in order to be Matayr himself, to learn Tayr. And then it was Asael, was Achi Yoav Bashaloshim. Asael, the brother of Yoav, was also among the 30. And those 30 were Elchanan ben Dodo Beit Lachem, Shama HaCharodi, Elika HaCharodi, Chelitz HaPalti, Ira Venikesh HaTikoi, Aviezer HaAntoti, Mivunai HaChushati, Tzalmon HaAchochi, Mahari HaNetofati, Chela ben Ba'ana HaNetofati, Itai ben Rivai Migivat ben Benyamin, Benayahu Piratoni, Hidai Minachale Ga'ash, Avi Albon HaArvati, Azmavet HaBarchumi, Eliyahba HaShalvoni, Bnei Ashen Yonatan, Shama HaArari, Achiam ben Sharar HaArari, Eliphelet ben Achasbai ben Hamaachati, Eliam ben Achitofel Hagiloni, Chetzrai Hakarmeli, Paarai Haarbi, Yigal ben Natan Mitzova, Bani Hagadi, Tzelek Amoni, Nacharai Habeiroti, Nosei Kle Yoav ben Tsruya, Ira Hayitri, Garev Hayitri, and Uriah Hachiti. Kol Shloshim Veshiv'a. In all, there were 37 of the Giborim. You can, of course, see yourself how it is that these names are names that are references to many, many heroic deeds. So this Shloshim Yeshiva would include the 30 that are listed here from Asael through Uriah. And then we had the first three, those listed B'Shevet Achkoloni, Elazar, Shama, the three that were Mivieh Mai, and the Avishai Ben Tsruya, who we list with the three, Benayo Ben Yoyada, is seven. And this would not include Yoav himself, because he was above them as the Sar HaTzava. This is the Radak's explanation. There are many other explanations as to how to get the 37. Rashi holds that the 37 are not entirely listed over here. Perhaps when it says Beni, it refers to Beni. Yashan refers to three or four people. That would have completed the list of the 37. But again, as we'll find throughout Divrei HaYamim, the story of names is not necessarily to be understood as a reference to one individual or one historical moment.